Ontario's Christian Superstation, Life 100.3, the latest from Zach Williams. That was Less Like Me. It's David Mannion, and we now have another edition of Wednesday Wisdom for you. Joining me on the phone lines is Wes Huff, an evangelist with Power to Change Ministries. Wes, we really want to just strip this down and help listeners in terms of sharing the message of Jesus. Now, you do this so much. We want to do this effectively, and I wonder, what kind of value do you think there is in following some kind of tract while sharing?
Yeah, that's a great question. A lot of people, I think, have a negative stereotype about tracts. I've heard them called hit and run evangelism, where people go out and throw tracts at people and call that evangelism in a nutshell. I think part of that stems from the fact that, let's be honest, there have been a lot of bad tracts out there. But at the same time, there are some really good tracts. If we use a good tract, this can be a very effective means of communicating the gospel. I believe by using gospel booklets as one tool in your Christian living toolkit, it can equip you. So, you know, a power drill is a tool, and it can be used for building a house, or it can be used to kill someone. So I think we need to make sure that we're using tracts in a helpful and beneficial way as one of the tools in our tool belt. And one way that exemplifies the usefulness of tracts is when new believers share their faith. You know, when someone first comes to Christ, they're excited about the newfound life they have and may want to share that, but they're often not entirely sure how to communicate the gospel clearly and effectively. And so if you can read and turn a page, you can share a gospel booklet. And so that's where I think it does become very useful. Booklets and tracts are also useful as something you can leave with someone. Short interactions often lack the time needed to communicate all that you may want or need. And when we leave a tract or a booklet with someone, what that means is that they can come back to it later, and you know that the gospel message is there, even if you aren't.
What do you think about striking a balance between sharing what God has done in your life versus sticking to sort of the story throughout the Bible that communicates the gospel, you know, trying to show the person that this is real in your life, but also not wanting to get off track with what that it's God who's doing this?
Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it, because the reality of someone's testimony can be a very powerful gospel proclamation in of itself. We shouldn't dismiss the anecdotal, especially within the testimony of our own life experiences. I think, however, when we're interacting with people and they ask something like, why do you believe X? And you share your testimony, it's actually answering a different question that they've asked. If they ask, you know, well, why do you think Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life? Like, why do you believe in his resurrection? And you share your testimony, that's telling them how you came to believe that. It's not actually telling them why you believe it. And so I think we do need to be careful not to mix up things, because I've definitely been in evangelistic situations where I've heard someone ask a specific question, someone else give their testimony, and then have the other person respond, well, that's great, but it sounds like you just ran into the right people at the right time. And maybe, you know, maybe that day in your own story, you ran into a bunch of Buddhists. And they invited you to Karma Alpha on Friday nights, where you could eat tofu. And you watched a couple of videos, and, you know, you realized that actually you're in the cycle of samsara, and Buddhism is the true way. It sounds like you just happened to stumble upon something. And I think we need to be careful that, yes, our testimony holds weight, and yes, our experiences ring true, but it also needs to be substantiated with that which corresponds to things like logic and reality. And it's when we include both that we actually are able to share something that stands substantially with the ultimate questions that people are asked.
Okay, super helpful, Wes. Some great things to consider next time you're sharing your faith, which is hopefully sooner than later.